Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about this past Monday's City Council meeting. In that council meeting, Megan Sir was sworn in and is now a part of the City Council. Following that swearing in, kind of almost a controversial topic in our estimates, should not be really looked at as controversial, but a look to an amendment towards the zoning ordinance. A private developer came in and would like to build potential apartment complex here in Knoxville. If you could, Aaron Adams, tell the residents of Knoxville, Marion County, all the listeners, exactly about the development and the developer coming in.
Sure. So what we have is a private developer who has come to Knoxville and has an interest in doing an apartment complex. This would be a completely private development and a market rate apartments too. As they came into town, the developers zeroed in on a piece of ground. There's a stretch between 4th and 5th Street along Main Street, and this was something that they were looking for, something that would represent something that would be close to downtown, something that would be within walking distance of the new restaurants and some of the things going on downtown. I think they feel like this will be exciting, especially for young professionals and for folks who want to be active in the community and in downtown. They would be within easy walking distance, and then just works well with a lot of the great employers we have in town too, with the jobs being added at Weiler, 3M, Hormel. These companies are all expanding, the expansion at the hospital and additional staff there. So there's a lot of young professionals in the community, and I think that's really who they're trying to target in on. And really, it's kind of an exciting project for us. It's something that hasn't been done in quite some time in Knoxville, and for them to come forward and do it as a completely private development is also something that's very unique, almost unheard of, but very great for this community, that these folks are willing to do it, financing it themselves and not looking for even tax increment financing, which would be very standard on a project like this. Haven't approached the city about tax abatement at all, which is another thing that is extremely common in a situation like this. Really, that they're looking to take this project on themselves makes it unique and really beneficial. This is a project that will add to Knoxville's tax base from day one.
Now, along with that, the city's not going to be really is not involved in this because it's, like you said, it's a private developer. But there are some things, according to the amendment that we talked about during the city council last meeting. If you could take the listeners through what exactly that amendment would be used for if it were to be approved by the council.
Yeah. And so what the developer has asked to help make this project go is for a change in the zoning of those properties. So those properties in that entire block are all commercially zoned. With our code, we have, and this is common for Iowa as a state and really the nation as a whole. So you have residential zonings, you have commercial zonings, all these different zonings, and then usually a number after that. So these are C2, and the rezoning request is for C4. The numbers just mean an increase in the density that's allowed with those. So C4 is our downtown designation. So the entire square is C4. And actually, there is a parcel on this block that is already zoned for C4. The rest of the properties, including those single family residences on that property, are zoned C2. And so they're asking for C4 because it will give them some advantages with the setbacks. And what we find as we look at this property specifically is that C4 probably is the best zoning for everyone involved, specifically that this development will be able to be situated closer to Main Street, further south in the block, giving more space between the building, the four-story building, and the existing structures. It'll also allow them to make better use of that space as they work with their architect and design this project. The C4 offers them a little more flexibility, so it's in their best interest. I truly think it's in the best interest of the properties around that area, giving more space between this project and them. And really, that's the only role that the city plays in this development, is to try and facilitate and come to an agreement as to what would be the best zoning for this property. Besides that, this is just a private developer looking for a specific set of circumstances in close proximity to downtown to build some upscale apartments and to provide that amenity to this community.
Now, on the last city council meeting, a vote was not able to be made towards the rezoning amendment. The next city council meeting coming up on the 15th of May, I believe, a public hearing will have to be held. Take us through that public hearing. What exactly can we expect during that meeting about the public hearing?
Yeah, the public hearing is just one more mechanism that the city uses in conjunction with state code to make sure that residents are aware of these sorts of things. And so as part of that, this rezoning will be published. The public hearing is a formal mechanism where those who have strong feelings about the project, both in favor or against, are able to submit those, first of all, in writing. You can bring those to City Hall or mail them to us. And so any written comments are taken as part of a public hearing. There's also the opportunity for any oral. And so if somebody were to show up and wanted to voice their opinion at that time, again, in favor of the project or against the project. I guess maybe I should even rephrase that. It's so important to remember that the actual process the city is taking is a changing of the zoning. And so if somebody feels strongly against this project, it's actually probably better to be taking it to the developer or somewhere else. The city really doesn't have that ability to grant or not grant this project. What we're looking at specifically is the zoning of these parcels. So if somebody feels particularly strongly that this shouldn't become C4 versus C2, this would be their opportunity to come out and say that. And so once those comments are taken into consideration, the public hearing is then typically closed. And then following the public hearing, that's when council will make their vote as to whether they want to rezone those parcels.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.